Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Cantaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Cantaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
Welcome back here to KMZ 103.9, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittenden Prophet Kirk Kilman back in studio, and you are joining us in for our final game of the evening. And this one is the regional championship down here at the Sabetha 3A Baseball Regional. And guess who's in it? It's none other than the Sabetha Blue Jays themselves. The beautiful home field advantage here. And it's not only that, but they're also the home team, as they are the third seed. Marysville Bulldogs are the fifth seed, so Marysville will bat first at the top of the inning, and Sabetha will bat second. So taking a quick look at both these teams, again, Sabetha 15-12 now on the season, Marysville Bulldogs 10-13. Marysville head coach by Grady Kapp. Head coach of the Sabetha Blue Jays is Curtis Hamilton. Taking a look at the starting lineup for both of these teams here, for the Sabetha Blue Jays, going from top to bottom of the batting order, Kyle Wenger, the senior center fielder. Reed Mitchell bats second in the order, the junior catcher. The senior Mitchell Kramer will bat second in the order. He will be at shortstop today in the second game. And batting fourth and cleanup, Jaden Meyer, the sophomore and third baseman. And batting fifth will be Ike Tramp, the sophomore first baseman. Batting sixth in the order, Colin Montgomery. He will be a freshman playing at second base. Batting seventh in the order will be the sophomore left fielder, Curtis Fitzgerald. Batting eighth in the order will be the junior right fielder, Cole Menold. And finally, out the bottom of the order for the Sabetha Blue Jays in the ninth hole will be Isaac Carter, the senior pitcher here today for the Blue Jays. He was able to get the win in the win against ACCHS in the quarterfinals last Friday, 14-1. Taking a look at Marysville Bulldogs, a freshman center fielder Cole Rengstorff, and second in the batting order, J.T. Becker, a freshman second baseman. Batting third in the order will be Alex Shale, the junior third baseman. Ty Moser will be batting in cleanup, the junior right fielder. Brady Schradel, the freshman, will bat fifth and will be playing behind the plate catching for the Bulldogs. Batting sixth in the order will be Ty Hager, a sophomore shortstop. And seventh in the order will be Dakota Slepionik, the TEH senior. Batting eighth in the order will be Jacob Meyer, the senior first baseman. As you hear the applause outside also, that's the Sabetha fans being excited for their home team to be taking the home field. And again, bottom in the order here for Marysville. Finding it out will be Jordan Miller, who will be in the left field today in this game for Marysville Bulldogs. He's a senior. He started pitching and went a complete game in the matchup earlier where the Marysville Bulldogs were able to take down the Riverside Cyclones in a 12-3 victory. So again, Sabetha, they will bat second. Marysville will bat first. They will come up in the order with Cole Rengstorff, J.T. Becker, Alex Shale, and Ty Moser for the Sabetha Blue Jays. Taking the mound will be Isaac Carter, who again had the win last Friday in the 14-1 victory over the ACCHS Tigers. Last year, the Sabetha Blue Jays won 4-1 over Bishop Ward to go to state. See if they can do it again here on 103.9 KMZA. We'll be back for the first pitch, the playing of the National Anthem here now. But again, up next, the Marysville Bulldogs taking on the Sabetha Blue Jays in the 3A Regional Championship.
Prioritize your health. Summer is the perfect time to catch up on your healthcare needs. Whether it's scheduling that long overdue checkup, trying out a new fitness routine, or simply making healthy lifestyle choices, there is no better time than now. Take advantage of the longer days and warmer weather to focus on your well-being. Call Sabetha Family Practice at 785-284-2141 to schedule a time with your healthcare provider and make the most of your summer for a healthier you. Your health is important, so make it a priority this summer.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
Kime Fiesta Cepeda is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeFiesta.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Cepeda, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Cepeda.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here for our 3A regional coverage. We're in the 3A regional championship game. The Marysville Bulldogs taking on the Sabatha Blue Jays here at 103.9 KNZ. I'm Crittenden Prophet Kurt Kilman back in studio. Thank you for joining us so far today. We've gotten two games under the belt, the semifinals. Of course, Marysville, they were able to beat the Riverside Cyclones, a final score of 12-3. The Sabatha Blue Jays just finalized their game, taking down the Yamaha Central Thunder, winning a score of 7-4, which again, Sabatha, they had lost earlier in the season, getting swept in a doubleheader against Yamaha Central pretty brutally, but able to bounce back and take down the number 2 seed. Now here's Sabatha, they will bat in the bottom of the inning. Here, Marysville will bat at the top. Cole Rengstorf up to bat first here for the Bulldogs, the freshman center fielder. And on deck will be JT Becker, the freshman second baseman. Alex Shale, the junior third baseman, will be batting third, and batting in cleanup, Ty Moser, a junior right fielder. For the Sabatha Blue Jays and their defensive lineup, Harder taking the mound, Mitchell behind the plate catching, Tramp at first, Montgomery at second, Kramer at shortstop, Mayer at third, Fitzgerald out in left, Wanger out in center, and Cole Menold out in right field. I mentioned Harder once before. He was the credited winning pitcher last Friday against the ACCHS Tigers. In the win, Harder Isaac finished with some great stats during the regular season, though, for Sabatha. With 37 innings pitched during the regular year, he finished 3-4 during the regular season. And starts he had, he only gave up 41 hits, 30 runs, 18 which were earned, 20 walks, and 31 strikeouts. An ERA of 3.375 during the regular season. But here, a start at the regional championship, and the first pitch is on the way. It is rolled foul from Rengstorf. And Rengstorf will be early on down 0-1. So again, after Rengstorf, it'll be JT Becker, Alex Shale, and Ty Moser all up to bat. Isaac Harder getting the start here in the regional championship, have the start in the quarterfinals matchup versus the Tigers. Here's the next pitch, and that one is curved into the left side corner for strike number 2. Cole Rengstorf did not play in the semifinal matchup against the Cyclones. This is his first at-bat today, and it is a low fastball taken for ball 1. Here, Rengstorf out of the box, now putting himself back in. Couple of practice swings. Now the next pitch is inside. It's chopped. It's playable by the shortstop. Oh, and almost played. He was jumping in the air trying to throw to first. And it will be a hit by Rengstorf to get him to first, but it's an error that allowed him to reach second. I was honestly completely stunned there for a second, as I was completely unsure what was just about to happen from Kramer. Mayer was trying to make the initial catch on it, and Kramer pulled a buckwheat, catching it in the air and turning around, trying to throw it a foot and a half off the ground, and it smacked on the floor. They almost actually had the play made, but Rengstorf also just had the throw beat anyway. First pitch to Becker here, warps on in the left corner for strike 1. It's now an 0-1 count against Becker. Runner on second with no outs. Marysville having their leadoff man now on. Next pitch, another curve ball into the right corner. This time just a little low for ball 1. 1-1 count on JT Becker. Two freshmen here to start off in the top of the order for Marysville. And here Harder looks backwards and faces forward and takes a fastball up top, and Becker rips it out left foul. And Becker kind of pulled his head back after hitting it because he made that contact extremely close to his face as that ball right up just at the bottom of the barrel of his bat near his gloves. Low choke on the bat here, taking a half swing, about a quarter swing away, but pulled back. Fastball rode out to the left, and that is ball two on JT Becker. 2-2 count on JT Becker. Marysville, as mentioned, just two freshmen here at the top of the order. They have three freshmen starting in game two here. They had three freshmen starting here in the second game. They had two in game one. Here a shot out into the center left. It drops. That will be a single put down by JT Becker. And now back-to-back hits by Marysville. And a runner now on third and first for the Bulldogs. And now the third one up in the order, Alex Shale, a junior third baseman for the Bulldogs, the right-handed batter coming up in the box, his right foot at the quarter's right hand edge, his left foot all the way up to the front, taking up nearly the entire box at lunge, and takes the first pitch for a chop left foul. Shale now down 0-1. And now Isaac Harder. But the pitcher's advantage, taking a peek back at first, eyes down the plate and delivers one to wide end into the left corner, but just out by a couple inches for ball one. And during that ball, JT Becker took off and stole second. So runner is now in scoring position on second and third base. The field lights have turned on. We got a majority cloud coverage here at Sabetha, Kansas, and the sun is kind of covered by those clouds. Next pitch outside for ball two. 2-1 count. Back quickly to it to Harder. Harder winding the leg. Now pitching, and that one cranked out to right center. It'll score one. Coming past third to score two is JT Becker. And both score off the base hit for a single from Alex Shale. So no out still. And Marysville Bulldogs have already struck first with two runs in the top of the first. They have three straight singles. A two RBI single just got landed in by Alex Shale. Now Ty Moser comes up, the cleanup man. No outs and a runner on first. First pitch is a change, and it goes into the waist high level of the zone for strike one. 0-1 count now. Got the birds chirping on the outside. 0-1 count, raising the leg, kicking and firing, and that puts in strike two. Ty Moser now having to protect down 0-2 on the count. Moser in the first game scored two runs in the fifth and sixth inning. Those are the only times he reached. Other than that, he went 1-for-4 at the at-bat. That one time he reached, that wasn't the hit. It was a fielder's choice. Next pitch, goes outside for ball one, and a throw to first looking for a back pick opportunity, but Shale is in safely. So it's a 1-2 count now against Ty Moser. Grady Schradel up next, and in the hole is Ty Hager. On the 1-2 count for Moser. Harder, winding, and firing. It is chopped, and it will get past the second baseman out into the right field. It bounces right in front of Menold, and runners progress. And looks like they're going to call Shale out at third. Alex Shale was looking to get an extra base off the hit from Moser. Moser puts another single down for Marysville. So four straight hits, all singles. But Shale didn't want to just get the second. He wanted to go for a third. Well, he was thrown out at third base for the first out of the inning for Sabetha. Big time play there by the Blue Jays. First pitch to bend on in on Schradel for strike one. Next pitch in the right corner. Just out by a touch for ball one. 1-1 count now against Grady Schradel with Ty Hager on deck and Dakota Schlepionik in the hole. 1-1 here on Tradle as he teeters the bat and takes the swing. It bounces off the mound. A chance for a double play. The tag's on second. The throw's through first, and it's on time. A 6-3 double play. It just went to the glove of Kramer at the shortstop position. He tagged the second base back from a force out. He threw the tramp. Tramp made the stretch and the scoop off the ground. And Marysville Bulldogs are only able to get two runs off four hits, one error committed by the Blue Jays defense, and there was none left on base. Marysville's up 2-0 here as we head into the bottom of the first on KNZA.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We trickle our way down to the bottom of the first. Marysville leads 2-0 over the Sabetha Blue Jays. Coming up in the order for Sabetha, Kyler Winger, the senior center fielder. The junior catcher, Reed Mitchell, is on deck. In the hole will be the senior shortstop, Mitchell Kramer, and cleaning up at the top of the order will be Jayden Meyer, the sophomore third baseman. Taking a gander at the defensive field for Marysville, Paxton Vogt gets the start here on the mound. Tradle catching, Mayer at first, Becker at second base again, Hager at shortstop, Shale at third, Miller out in left now, Rangstorff in center, and Moser out in right. So Wenger coming up to bat first, just a skosh under 300 this year batting. This scops right off the ground, and it will be a first pitch out for the Sabetha Blue Jays. Wenger bats it straight into the shortstop and gets put out. And now Reed Mitchell will come up to bat, a junior catcher. Reed Mitchell, who in the first game went 0-for-3 at bat. First pitch to him here is low and under for ball one. He reached just once in the game, reached off a fielder's choice in the first inning and was left stranded. And here he gets his first hit of the day. He cranks it out to right. It's a shallow skip all the way to the right fielder in Moser. And Reed Mitchell is now on first base with a one-out single. Mitchell Kramer now comes up to bat.
Now batting the shortstop, number 7.
And Mitchell Kramer, he went 0-for-4 in the game against the Thunder. He had two pop outs, a ground out, and a strikeout. He bats third. He bat third in game one. Here's the pitch, and it's swirled on in for strike one. Paxton Vogt here trying to replicate what Jordan Miller did in the semifinal game. Here's the pitch. It's called in for a strike two, and during the pitch, Reed Mitchell was able to go and steal second base. Now Mitchell Kramer here on the 0-2. Hobbling the bat over the right shoulder and keeping it in on the third pitch as it rides inside for ball one. 1-2 count now for Mitchell Kramer. Jayden Meyer on deck. Reed Mitchell on second base, a runner in scoring position. Sabetha having done excellent when runners were in that spot in the first game today. And that ball off the bunt took an interesting hop off to the right. And it almost was a hit for Mitchell Kramer, but he gets put down by Paxton Vogt. He hit off the top of the barrel, and it the way it rolled. Actually, it's going to go. They're going to actually come back on it, and they're going to say it was foul. I was going to say it had an interesting hop out into the field, so it must have went off the foot of Mitchell Kramer. So we're going to play. I just said it's 1-2 here still, Mitchell Kramer. Next pitch, he has a half-hearted swing, but he crosses the plate on the 1-2, and now that's the strikeout. First strikeout of the game for Paxton Vogt. And he casts his first strikeout, the second out of the bottom of the first. Runner on second still with two outs. It's Reed Mitchell out there. Jayton Meyer now at the bat for the first time in this regional championship game. A look-see back to second, now a delivery down home plate, but it's just out to the left for ball one. It hits the dirt. Jayton Meyer in game one reached three times, and he went 2-for-3 at the at-bat. He scored all three times he reached. Next pitch, this one rocketed sky high out to right field. It's Moser coming in for it, and that will end the inning. But the Blue Jays put up no runs, one hit, no errors, and leave just one stranded on base. It was Reed Mitchell who had the lone hit and reached off the single. Marysville Bulldogs lead 2-0 with the Sabetha Blue Jays as we head into the top of the second here on KNZA.
Bruick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Bruick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Bruick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Bruick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, my name is Sarah Jean Roki, and I'm a chiropractic assistant at Lugert Chiropractic and Wellness. I am passionate about the work I get to do because I get to connect with people and I have the opportunity to educate them on how to live a healthier and more fulfilling life. Because of this passion for health, I am also studying to become a health and wellness coach. I look forward to meeting you and working with you. We are here in Sabetha, so call Lugert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We topple up to the top of the second inning. Marysville Bulldogs up 2-0 over the Sabetha Blue Jays. It's Ty Hager up to bat. Dakota Slepionic on deck and Jacob Meyer in the hole. Cleaning up in the bottom of the order with Jordan Miller. So we are in the 6th or 9th here, pardon the order, for the Marysville Bulldogs. Spot the Blue Jays, Isaac Carter, he allowed four straight hits in the top of the first, all singles. And Rochelle recorded an RBI single, as well as Ty Moser recorded an RBI single. But throw out to third and a double play, a 6-3 double play, attacked his second and throw to first, was able to end the inning. In the top of the first, at least. First pitch to Hager is low and out. For ball one. 1-0 count. Hager, here's the pitch. And this is rocketed out to right. And coming in, leaning forward to his left to make the play is Montgomery. And Beth's defense was extremely productive in the first game with multiple double plays, which came in extremely clutch, especially in a one point in the game early on when Emo Central had the bases completely loaded, but a 1-2-3 play, end of that inning. First pitch on Slepionic winds into the corner for strike one. Now Harder quickly gets it back and deals, but out of control from the stretch, he sends it flying out to the back fence. For ball one. 1-1 count. Here for Dakota Slepionic. Next pitch is nearing, probably out of the zone, but swing and miss from Slepionic on it. Now it's a 1-2 count. Slepionic just reaching on that at bat. or last pitch. And here a curveball retires Lepionik. Well winded and placed inside by Isaac Harder. Really showcasing off the arm what it can do. And Marysville, as I mentioned, they started off the first inning with four straight singles here, back-to-back outs to start this top of the second. Jacob Meyer with two down and no one on. Heads up to bat, the left-handed batter. And this is chopped. It's going to Montgomery at second. He's got an easy toss to first, and that is a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. And none left on base for the Marysville Bulldogs. We head into the bottom of the second, where the Bulldogs lead 2-0 over the Sabetha Blue Jays.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I Tramp now up to bat for the Sabetha Blue Jays, leading off the bottom of the second, the sophomore first baseman, Colin Montgomery, on deck. The freshman second baseman who has came in and made his start today for the Blue Jays. We'll get his first at-bat up next. Here's the first pitch against Tramp. It leans inside for ball one. And Curtis Fitzgerald is batting third here on this next up order. And Ike Tramp just gets hit on his inside, and that will be a hit batter. And Colin Montgomery now will step up for his first time today, and Curtis Fitzgerald will be on deck, and Cole Metal, the eighth in the order, will be in the hole. I mentioned, again, Montgomery did not take an at-bat in the game against Yamaha Central, the 7-4 victory to get to this regional championship game for Sabetha. Throws to first. Ike Tramp slides in safely. Colin Montgomery still awaiting his first pitch of the day. The freshman second baseman, here's the first one to him, and it is low into the dirt for ball one. 1-0 count for Colin Montgomery. Batting six in the order for the Blue Jays. Paxton Vogt takes a glance at first. He nods and deals just too high of the zone for ball two. 2-0 count now against Colin Montgomery, the freshman. Taps the plate and the white chalk of the right side box as he bats from his left side. And here he fouls off the third pitch for strike one. It's a 2-1 count now for Colin Montgomery. Shrugs his shoulders. Has a little bit of a rhythm he goes into. He taps the back twice and then his toe in front. And now here he holds off on a fourth pitch that is called in for strike two. 2-2 count. And same rhythm here for Colin Montgomery as he steps right back in the box. Keeps the bat shouldered and fires it back into the left netting. And here we go. We are still at a 2-2. Runner on first. No outs. Sabetha here down 2-0 in the bottom of the second. Montgomery teetering the bat. Now releases. It fires its way out to left field, but running it down was Jordan Miller. Make the play. Miller, who again had the start from the mound in the game against Riverside, the 12-3 defeat over the Cyclones.
Number 8, Curtis Fitzgerald.
Now Curtis Fitzgerald comes up the bat, the seventh in the order here for the Blue Jays. Sophomore left fielder, throw back to first. Mike Tramp still holding himself at that first base bag. One down, bottom of the second, still 2-0. Marysville leads. Pitch is inside. It's skied out to the right fencing, and that goes over foul for Curtis Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald on the batter's disadvantage now. 0-1. Cole Mendel on deck, and then the whole Isaac Carter to find out the bottom three of the order. Here's a chopper that goes to the shortstop, and it is dropped, and see if the play can get made at first. It is not. Hager gets the error from the shortstop position, and E6 goes down the books. He initially made the grab. He tried to toss it when he was going to toss it to Becker, who was covering second base. He fumbled the ball, fumbled the baseball below him, and when he tried to pick it up, he attempted to throw to first, which was offline anyway. So, and a double mistake there. One inning is credited to him. So Tramp on second, and Fitzgerald on first. First pitch to Winger is out for ball one. Winger grounded out to the shortstop. His first at bat is a quick one pitch out. And the next pitch to Winger is outside and away for ball two. 2-0 count for Winger with Reed Mitchell due up next. We're at the top of the order here for the Blue Jays with Winger. Raising the leg, firing, dealing, and now foul ball. 2-1 count on Winger, the senior center fielder here starting in this game. Winger started at shortstop in the semifinal matchup. Next pitch rides high, and a swing and a miss from Winger puts them at a 2-2 count. Runner on first and second for the Blue Jays. The sign run on first. It's 2-0 lead here for Marysville. In the bottom of the second, this is cranked out to the right brick wall, and that will be foul. Keep it to the 2-2. Swinger out of the box, leads back in with his right foot. He does a half swing and puts the bat back over his shoulder. He's got kind of dark teal gloves, and now he rips one out to right between the first and second baseman. It is quickly scooped up by Moser, and now a runner resides on every base here for Reed Mitchell trying to get one home. So Winger on first, Kyler Winger on first, Ike Tramp on third, and Curtis Fitzgerald, I'm way out in the order here. It's Harder who just had the hit. We're now at the top of the order for we're to Isaac Carter. So I was a little out of order. I accidentally skipped all the way back up to the top of the order there for a second. So now it is Isaac Carter who is taking this at bat. Mendels, who just had the single. And here Harder gets the hit to the shortstop, and the looks like the misplay is at second, and a throw is off the line to first, and that'll score multiple runs. So an E6 goes down, another error from Hager, and the game is now tied. It's Gerald and Tramp come in to score.
Courtesy running for the pitcher, number 10, Micah.
And Harder is now on first base.
Number 2, Tyler Winger.
Okay, now we're back up to the top of the order, so we'll quick jump by me to get up to the top, but here's Sabetha. Now back up to the top of the order, it's Kyler Winger. He had grounded out in the first inning. He gets that bat in the second inning. First pitch rides in for strike one. It's an 0-1 count. And here the 0-1 on Winger. Next pitch delivered. He high strings it out to the shortstop, and that is a line out. What a snag by Hager. He had two errors in that inning, but he was able to make it up to snag the last out off of Winger on the hit. So for the Sabetha Blue Jays, they were able to tie the game with two runs in the bottom of the second. It is now 2-2 here in the 3A Regional Championship. We head up to the top of the third. Marysville up to bat here on KNZA.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network here on KNZA. It's the Marysville Bulldogs taking on the Sabetha Blue Jays. We're in the top of the third inning. The Marysville Bulldogs just got tied up here by the Blue Jays. Blue Jays putting up two runs in the bottom of the second off one hit, two errors committed by the shortstop, and Sabetha just left one on base. But again, Sabetha tying it up 2-2 as Marysville takes the at-bat here with the familiar Jordan Miller in the top of the third. First pitch in the left side corner, fastball on him, three strike one. Miller, who is playing out in left field today, started from the mound in the semifinal game. Next pitch is to him. It is hit off the ground, and the play is made from Meyer to Tramp for the first out of the inning. Now, Cole Rengsdorf comes back off. Rengsdorf, last time up, he singled to reach. He was the first run to come through Marysville. Marysville had a 3-up and 3-down inning in the last inning. It was a great defensive one shown by Sabetha defense. Next pitch winds below the left corner for ball one. Here the 1-1 count on Rengsdorf. Next pitch is up high and away for ball two. 2-1 count against Rengsdorf with JT Becker on deck and then the whole Alex Shale. Harder delivering the pitch, and it is in for strike two. The high fastball. Now it is a 2-2 count on Rengsdorf. Rengsdorf was the one who led off the first and a part of the four straight singles. Marysville had a drop strike, the throw to first, and it's on time. The strikeout is given here to Harder. Isaac Harder, who has now two strikeouts on the game. Mentioned that during the regular season, Harder ended with 31 strikeouts. He's got over 30 this year total. First pitch delivered to JT Becker is winded in for strike one. Looking for another 3-up and 3-down inning. Next one, inside chest high change, and it is fouled left for the second strike. 0-2 count now for JT Becker, the freshman second baseman. Now from the mound, delivering out to the far left, ball one, Isaac Harder. 1-2 count. 1-2. Next delivery, curve, and pick up from third. Meyer, the fire, and on time to Tramp. And that is back-to-back, 3-up, 3-down innings. For the Marysville Bulldogs, no runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on base. And we now head into the bottom of the third, where Sabetha will attempt to take the lead here on KMZA. We are tied at 2-2.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, They can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Look out your window and you'll see trees flowering and the grass is turning vibrant shades of green. Another sign of spring is farmers preparing their fields for planting. Hi, I'm Mark Pazeska of Union State Bank of Horton. Today we recognize the contributions and hard work of farmers across the region. Our local farm families bring us signs of new life and the promise of hope and a bright future ahead. At Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, we are proud to help behind the scenes with ag loans and services. And we know our local farmers make everyone rich in community. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heading down to the bottom of the third inning, it's 2-2. Sabetha Blue Jays now here to bat. Reed Mitchell to lead it off. On deck, Mitchell Kramer and Jaden Meyer in the hole. First pitch rides inside. Fastball below the knees for ball one. Paxton Boat. One strikeout. Here, he's gone two innings, allowed two hits, two runs. Here's the windup and the delivery, high in the right of the zone for ball two. Reed Mitchell already with a single to reach today. He was left stranded on second base in the first inning. 2-0 count. Here's the pitch, outside for ball three. 3-0 count on Reed Mitchell now, the junior catcher for the Sabetha Blue Jays. Mitchell also caught in game one today for the Blue Jays. Next pitch, high outside the zone. That's a four-pitch walk on Reed Mitchell. Reed Mitchell, in the first game I mentioned, reached only one time and went 0-for-3 at the at-bat. Today he has already reached twice and is 1-for-1. So Mitchell on first. Leadoff man gets on for Sabetha. That is the go-ahead run. Mitchell Kramer now steps up to bat, the senior shortstop. It was the only strikeout so far recorded today for Paxton Vogt in the first inning. First pitch to the outside corner for ball one. And Mitchell Kramer here on the 1-0. Throw is back to first to Reed Mitchell. Mitchell safe at first. He puts on a lead about 8 feet from the bag. Paxton Vogt delivers an inside fastball. We're recorded for strike one. A back pick is attempted on first. It's not on time. It's on target. Reed Mitchell stays safe, and Mitchell Kramer is now on the 1-1. The 1-1 count. Vogt takes a peek at his left, and here's the offering. It's a winding change, and it is blasted out in the center. Still running back all the way for it. It hits the back of the fence. Here are the sponsor cards on right center, and that might be our first triple recorded here today. It's a sliding triple by Mitchell Kramer, as he is ecstatic along with the crowd. That triple also gave the go-ahead run for the Sabetha Blue Jays. Reed Mitchell to score. And now Jaden Meyer to bat. Ike Tramp up next, and Colin Montgomery in the hole. And just like that, the Sabetha Blue Jays are now up 3-2, with no outs and a runner on third. First pitch to Meyer, runs outside for ball one. Paxton Vogt kicks off a little dirt from the rubber, and now he makes a nod and a kick in the delivery. It is fouled straight back over the press box. Might have just heard the thud on that one. That is a 1-1 count now for Jaden Meyer. Jaden Meyer in game one reached base three times, had two hits, a single and a double in his last two at-bats. Next pitch holds off on the swing and gets the second ball. 2-1 count now for Jaden Meyer. Mitchell Kramer on third. He's got the sliding glove on his right hand. 2-1 count. Here's the pitch. This one, chop. That should score. The runner with the ground out sacrifice. But to add on to the wound for the Marysville Bulldogs, there was an error committed by Hager. The shortstop again. And that error allowed Jaden Meyer to reach first base. That is tough. Hager, who And game one played shortstop perfectly, is struggling there in this second game against Sabetha. First pitch to Tramp is out for ball one. On Montgomery on deck, and Curse is trailed in the hole. Paxton on the 1-0 pitches, and she delivers just under the zone for the 2-0. Tramp steps out of the box and shuffles his feet back in, swings the batter around his legs in front, and now brings the bat evened up around his shoulder. Throw back to first. Jaden Meyer safe on the pickoff move. Paxton Vogt, keeping his arm limp right to his front, and now here he brings it up with the ball. It's chopped. It gets past the mound. It takes a hop to the second base bag. A chance for a double play, and it is on time. And Hager, he has again made three crucial errors in this game, and he's definitely made some impressive plays. There he made the 6-3 double play. Not to end the inning, though. That just got the first two outs. Well, that neglects the error that Hager just had that allowed Meyer to reach first. Now Colin Montgomery comes up to bat with two outs. First pitch to him to the right of the quarter's edge of the zone. Just a tad outside for ball one. And Montgomery is 0 for 1 in this game. Again, he did not bat in the semifinal game. Here he takes to a second pitch and rockets it out left behind the netting. For ball one, for strike one. 1-1 count. Montgomery steps out. Comes back in. Rewinds the bat one more time around. And holds it over his shoulder. And the pitch is outside. 2-1. Montgomery, practice swing. Steps back in. Does his little rhythm. And next pitch is out to the corner. 3-1 count. Trying to relocate that strike zone is Paxton Vogt. Montgomery keeps the bat hovered above the shoulder, takes a chop to the second baseman, and that may have went down as an error, but Montgomery will reach, and it will. Goes down as an error against Becker. It was definitely a difficult play for him to go and make, but he had the opportunity to pick it up and easily throw it to first. There was definitely a time-slotted window that he had. So runner on first now for the Blue Jays. Four errors on this game already against Marysville. Three by the shortstop, and now the first one committed by the second baseman. First pitch against Fitzgerald goes out of the zone. It's one ball, no strikes. Throw to first, sliding in and safe is Montgomery. So Montgomery reaches for the first time today on his second plate appearance. Curtis Fitzgerald, he reached off of air from the shortstop in the second inning. He came through as the second run to score. And next pitch here, in for strike one. 1-1 count now for Curtis Fitzgerald, the sophomore left fielder. Paxton Vogt raises the leg, delivers the offering, and a swing and miss for Curtis Fitzgerald. He's now down the count 1-2. Curtis Fitzgerald managed to reach all four times in game one. And multiple hits. And it's a foul ball that gets arced all the way back here. It keeps it to the 1-2. For Curtis Fitzgerald, the seventh batter in the order for Sabetha. Cold Mental up next. Isaac Carter in the hole. Here's the 1-2, and it's high up in the zone. That is delivered for the second ball. Well, the umpire checks the first base ump, and they will say that Fitzgerald did not go. It's 2-2 for Fitzgerald. Here's the pitch, and it is skied high out behind the back netting for a foul ball. Keep it to the 2-2. Montgomery retreats back to first base and holds himself on it for a moment and now starts his lead as he shuffles to his right. Here's the pitch and pops out, guide right, back foul behind the right netting. So Curtis Fitzgerald battling here at the at-bat. Fitzgerald had a very productive first game. Did not score once, but was definitely helped out in the scoring category for Sabetha. Next pitch, out of the zone for ball three, and you can see Vogt's a little upset on it. It's full count. Vogt takes a peek at first, now looks down the plate, delivers the pitch, and it is another foul ball hit straight back by Curtis Fitzgerald. This is a long at-bat here for Curtis Fitzgerald, marking Vogt. And if you're Vogt, you just want to get this batter out to end this inning. Sabetha 4-2 here over the Marysville Bulldogs. Here's the pitch. That's another foul ball hit backwards. And Fitzgerald has just got the eye on the ball at the moment. And he is just not taking it off. Paxton Vogt trying to get the strikeout. It's a full count here against Curtis Fitzgerald. Next pitch, and that is just outside. Way to work the count for Curtis Fitzgerald, staying so patient and recognized anything that got too close to the zone was able to at least foul it away. And that is a very well-earned walk by the sophomore. Now going to the eighth man in the order here for Sabetha. It's Cole Mennel, the junior right fielder. Got out in the last inning. It's on the 1-0 here. Paxton Vogt takes a look back at second. Here's the pitch. It's into the right corner. Knee-high fastball in for strike one. Mennel on the 1-1. Nice batter here, Isaac Harder coming up. And that hit Mennel right in the back. That is a hit by pitch. And now Sabetha has loaded the bases with two outs in the bottom of the third. This game started with Marysville with four straight hits and two runs. It really looked out of the gate that Marysville was coming out the boxer swinging, but since Sabetha took the 2-0 deficit, they have came back and done nothing but jab, jab, and right hooks their way back into the ring, and they are up 4-2 here over the Marysville Bulldogs. Now a mound visit takes place for Marysville with their pitcher Paxton Vogt. He stays on the mound in control, just needing the final out of the inning. We are in the bottom of the third, with two down. The bases are juiced right now with Montgomery on third, Fitzgerald on second, and Cole Mennel on first. Isaac Carter, the senior pitcher here today for the Blue Jays, has a chance to give himself some run support. I think a pitcher can always appreciate when he can do a little work himself for the offense. And here he does. He slices over the top of the shortstop, and one will score. Rounding third, looking for two, and yes, it does. The Sabetha Blue Jays win up two at home plate. Montgomery and Fitzgerald come through to score. Mennel was able to slide into third. Harder on back-to-back hits and back-to-back innings. They put in a courtesy runner in for him now. It's Micah Lang. And here is another mound meeting, and that will be the end here for Paxton Vogt. He only went 2.2 innings. In that time, he gave up four hits, and now here on the game at the massive six runs. So we'll take a break here. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on KMZA. We'll return in the bottom of the third where Sabetha here. The corners are loaded with two down. Sabetha up 6-2 over the Marysville Bulldogs.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country's an equal opportunity provider.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class
take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. It is Noah Polson who comes in for Paxton votes that there is no defensive lineup changes here for Marysville other than the pitcher gets switched in for someone who warmed up in the bullpen. So Noah Polson comes in here in a two-out scenario in the bottom of the third with the runner on first and third. Here we go up to the top of the order with Kyler Wenger. The first pitch to him is out for ball one. And Wenger taking his third play appearance in this game. He is, as of right now, 0 for 2. Next pitch to him, he slices it back, and now it's 1-1. And Wenger, in game one, reached twice. He had two singles, and went 2-for-4 at bat. Wenger with a runner in scoring position. And umpire points both at the pitcher and the batter. Not sure what it was for, but it's now the 1-1 for Wenger. Here's the pitch by Polson, and it's into the dirt and nearly turned into a wild pitch. It was a good block by Schradl as there was a nice lead off of third from Cole Mennel. Mennel looking to take off and get a home plate. So the pitch was in the dirt, so it's ball two. 2-1 count now against Wenger. Polson delivers back into the dirt for ball three. And now just trying to get the ball in the air is Polson. 3-1 count here against Wenger. Good load the bases again for Sveza. Here's the pitch. Hits low and framed, but it is ball four. Now Wenger's on first, Isaac Carter's on second, and Cole Mennel's on third. Sveza Blue Jays a chance to really deal some damage in this bottom of the third. They scored two of their runs before they had two outs on the board. They managed to score two of the other runs they've had with the two outs. Here's a chopper. It's thrown down to the shortstop spot. Hager has to make the throw on time to first and safe. What a run by Reed Mitchell off the first pitch hit. That goes down as a single. And everyone will move fourth one base pass, including Cole Mennel, who came through to score. So Carter now in third, Wenger on second, Mitchell on first. The absolute display of speed by Reed Mitchell right there, nearly another wild pitch, but a good block by Schrader. And here it's a 1-0. And now if you're Sabetha, you're liking your chances now as you start to dig into the bullpen deep into Marysville. Here's the next pitch, right back into the dirt. There has been more pitches that have hit the dirt than have gotten to the catcher's mitt here for Noah Polson. It's a 2-0 count on Mitchell Kramer right now, but the base is loaded. Here's the pitch, and that one is just too low of the zone, and now it's a 3-0 count. And a walk here would score Isaac Carter on third base. It is 7-2. It's about the Blue Jays lead by 5. Polson working from the stretch. Here's the pitch, and that is low to the corner, below the knees. And that is another run to come on through. Now Wenger goes to third, Mitchell goes to second, Mitchell Kramer to first, and Isaac Carter scores. That is four runs scored in a row after the 6-3 double play that was made by Hager, the shortstop. And a short meeting between Schradl and Noah Polson, the pitcher who came in this inning. After the short meeting, they get back ready for action. Jaden Meyer now up to bat. And the Bath of Blue Jays have brought up a total of now 13 batters in this inning. Jaden Meyer, first pitch goes for strike one. Next pitch delivered out to the little left side corner for ball one. Jaden Meyer, he was got on base off of the error by the shortstop in the third inning. He is 0-for-1 today. He swings and misses on the third pitch for strike two. 1-2 count now. Jaden Meyer, Ike Tramp to bat next, and Colin Montgomery in the hole. Meyer, who's the cleanup man in the order, batting fourth. Meyer holding off on the next pitch, and a curveball right on in for strike number three. That's a strikeout to end the inning, but the Sabetha Blue Jays are able to deal the damage over the Marysville Bulldogs. Six runs to come in and score for the Sabetha Blue Jays. It is now 8-2. Sabetha leads over Marysville. We now head up into the top of the fourth here on KNZA.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Great beginnings happen at Sabetha Community Hospital. From the moment you know you're pregnant, we're here for you every step of the way. Imagine your own private room, expert doctors, prenatal classes, and lactation support, all focused on you and your precious newborn. Our labor and delivery rooms are designed for your family's comfort and privacy. Ready for a wonderful beginning? Call the labor and delivery department at Sabetha Community Hospital today. 785-284-1529. Sabetha Community Hospital, supporting families close to home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, it was a hot start for Marysville Bulldogs in the first inning with their four straight hits and two runs, but since then that is all they've put up on the board. They are down 8-2 against the Sabetha Blue Jays as we again enter the top of the fourth inning now here on KNZ, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's Alex Shale leading off the top of the fourth here. Now Ty Moser on deck and Grady Schradel in the hole. First pitch winds in for strike one. Quickly, Harder takes no time to look for the second pitch, and it is fouled straight down and popped back for strike number two. Harder dealing quick from the mound. He has recorded two strikeouts today already. Looking for the quality start and the win for the Sabetha Blue Jays to send them back to state. Another pitch, that one low into the dirt. Ball one. 1-2 count on Alex Shale, the junior third baseman. And here's the pitch on the 1-2. It is chops back left behind the left leg of Shale. Keep it to the 1-2. Leadoff man Shale trying to get on. Marysville is at back-to-back. 1-2-3 innings. And a swing and a miss from Alex Shale, taking off some heat with Isaac Harder. And he has struck out now a batter in the last three innings. Three strikeouts on the game. And Harder has finally started to find his comfort zone. First pitch, low and outside for ball one against Ty Moser. Grady Schradel on deck and Ty Hager in the hole. Moser singled and was left stranded in the first inning. He singled and he was actually thrown out at third. Next pitch. In. 1-1 count. And then the third one here, bouncing, hopping, the shortstop throw on time to first. Play from Mitchell Kramer to Ike Tramp. And that is already two up and two down. And after allowing the first four batters to come up in the order for Marysville to get a hit, the last nine batters have been retired. Now Grady Schradel, the two down, steps up to bat. Takes first pitch for ball one. Comes back in quickly, chokes up, bottom of the bat. Follows a little and holds it even up. The pitch goes outside for ball two. 2-0 count for Schradel. Next pitch. Chops left side and beyond the left of the third base bag. That puts it to the 2-1. After Schradl, Ty Hager on deck and Dakota Slepionik in the hole. 2-1 for Schradl. He grounded out into a 6-3 double play in the first inning to end it. Next pitch, just high. The third ball, 3-1. Next pitch, foul, back beyond the left base line. It's a full count now against Schradl. Marysville Bulldogs down 8-2. 6-run deficit in the top of the fourth. Rocketed sky high, out to left. Going to make the play and putting it down is Curtis Fitzgerald. And that is another 1-2-3 inning for the Sabatha Blue Jays. The defense has been on lockdown since the first. That is 10 straight retired batters for the Blue Jays. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on base for Marysville. It is 8-2, the Sabatha Blue Jays lead heading into the bottom of the fourth.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Kime TS of Sabatha is a local family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabatha, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 South of Sabatha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sabatha's defense has done wonders. Three straight shutout innings with no hits allowed. Marysville is down 8-2 against the Blue Jays. Sabatha coming up to bat here in the bottom of the fourth. Sabatha Blue Jays sent 13 batters. 12 batters, excuse me. They sent 12 batters to the plate in the last inning. They produced 6 runs off 3 hits, 2 errors, and 3 were left on base, all for the Blue Jays. And the Marysville Bulldogs had to make the pitching adjustment. Noah Polson had to step in to finish out the inning, get the last out. First pitch on Ike Tramp is out for ball one. Here's the pitch. It's high and away for ball two. Ike Tramp is 0-for-1 in this game so far. He's reached once. Next pitch. And line's just out to the right corner. That's for ball three. Ike Tramp, the sophomore first baseman on a 3-0 count. Looking to walk for his second time today. He scored the last time he walked. Here's the pitch. It is low, and it scampers on behind the catcher, so that will be the fourth ball in the count, and Ike Tramp will take off for his second walk of the day. Ike Tramp has walked 3 total times between the semifinal matchup and the regional championship matchup here, so he's done a lot of walking today. He's also done a lot of scoring. He has scored both times he's walked, and he scored 4 total times between both games. Only once so far this game. And now a mound meeting between head coach Brady Kapp and the Marysville Bulldogs infield. Maybe just trying to calm down Noah Polson here to relax him. Again, he put Polson in for Paxton Vogt. Vogt, who finished giving up 4 hits and 6 runs before he finally came out. And now here we go. Back to the action. It's Colin Montgomery who reached off the air from the second baseman in the last inning. Here he stances on as the left-handed batter in the back left corner of the box. Takes first pitch for strike one. Kyle Montgomery, freshman second baseman. He's done a lot of great athletic plays from that spot today. Next pitch, rides low and underneath the knees for ball one. Skipped away from Schradl, but Schradl was able to block it. Schradl's done such a really incredible job from behind the plate, making blocks and preventing wild pitches. Next pitch on the 1-1 goes low, and another block from Schradl. And again, there's only so much you can really do to compliment this young man in Schradl. The amount of pitches that have went to the dirt so far, more than fingers on the hands. Next pitch, that's another one there, and if this keeps going, you're going to have to start using your toes to count the amount of pitches into the dirt. And now Montgomery is on a 3-1 count. Folsom trying to get into the zone. The next pitch is again into the dirt. And Schradl has to block it again. That's a walk issued against Montgomery. And now that is back-to-back walk batters. Tramps on second, and Montgomery's on first. And we might just see the end here for Polson as he has struggled hard from the mound, and that will be the end for Polson. So it'll be interesting to see here who they bring out and give the ball to next. Looks like they're grabbing someone out from the outfield to make the transition. So there they make the transition. It's Noah Polson who comes out. He only went not even a full inning technically. He only went two outs in the last inning, and now he's swiftly replaced on the mound here by Marysville's center fielder, Cole Ringstorff. So Cole Ringstorff comes out from center field, and he will now take the mound. So we'll see how they replace Rangstorff out in center field. Still trying to check who they got in center field now in for Rangstorff. But again, Rangstorff here, the young freshman, now in charge to try to shut the Blue Jays down. He gets put into a scenario with no outs and a runner on first and second in the bottom of the fourth. And it's about the Blue Jays. They put two runs up off one hit in the second inning. They put six runs off three hits in the third inning. Really got things going. And again, big credit here to the middle and bottom of the order today from the Sabetha Blue Jays. They have done a lot of the heavy lifting for the team. Curtis Fitzgerald, he has already scored twice in this game. And again, in that first game, Fitzgerald, he reached all four times. So Fitzgerald has reached every time today. He has stepped up to the plate. That is absolutely remarkable. Well, here it's Rangstorff, and the first pitch has made contact. The play is to second from the shortstop, Hager, and one out is reported. Montgomery is out at second. Ike Tramp gets the third, and Fitzgerald makes it to first off the fielder's choice. Cole Mennel, the junior right fielder, now up to bat, number ninth in the batting order. Isaac Carter up next for the Sabetha Blue Jays, number nine in the order. Do have an update that just came in. Valley Falls just won over Jonathan West 4-1. That regional coverage is the 1-2A. That is on CARE 93.7, being brought by Brandon Tappan. First pitch out of the zone against Mennel. Second pitch also out and away for ball two. Cole Mennel on the 2-0 with a runner on first and third with one out in the bottom of the fourth. Runner takes off from first. A slicer out into center. It drops down. One run will score. A slide to third. A throw now to second. The slide in second is safe. Cole Mennel drops the single, gets the second off the throw to third base. That is Curtis Fitzgerald who managed to get his way in. And Ike Tramp was the one that scored on third. 9-2 is the lead now for the Sabetha Blue Jays. They lead by 7 here in the bottom of the fourth with only one out. Runners on second and third in scoring position. First pitch in for strike one against Isaac Harder. Harder has had two singles in this game already. He's already helped put his team as well as himself on the board. He scored one run. Next one out of the zone for ball one. It's a 1-1 count on Isaac Harder. Isaac Harder in the first game today, in the semifinal, went 0-for-3. So he's heavily improved since. And next pitch, right inside for strike two. It's a 1-2 count for Isaac Harder. Around second and third, one out. Next pitch, here, chopped, it's rolling, foul off to the right. Would have had a chance to advance the runner and score a run potentially if it would have stayed foul on the right line. Just couldn't choke it quite enough on the barrel inside to get to ride the line. Now 1-2. Here's the pitch. And it is rocketed out left for the foul ball. Keep it 1-2. And there's a group of kids out there, about six of them, out ready to make that foul ball catch. Next pitch here on the 1-2 gets sliced. The play is to first base, so it's a sacrifice ground out by Isaac Harder. So if you're Isaac, you're definitely not disproving yourself on that quality at bat. Going through the score was Curtis Fitzgerald. Cole Menem was able to take the sacrifice grounder and move himself to third base. The runner's now on third with two down. We head up to the top of the order with Tyler Wenger. First pitch to Wenger is low and out for ball one. Wenger, the senior center fielder, has reached once in this game. He was still 0-for-2 at the at-bat, but he walked on his last plate appearance in the third inning. Next pitch is upstairs for ball two. 2-0 count. Here's the next pitch, and that is off the back, the lower back. That is where Wenger is holding his left hand right now. And that is where the ball drove into for the hit-by-pitch. And now the runners are on first and third for Sabetha with two down. Reed Mitchell now up to bat. Rangstorff taking over from the mound for the Marysville Bulldogs. They have made two pitching changes already here today. Reed Mitchell, a runner in scoring position. Here's the pitch by Rangstorff. Winds on for strike one and a pump fake for the almost attemptive throw to second, but Schradl holds back. Wenger is able to take second with no throw for the steal. Now runners are on second and third. Mitchell has reached all three times, and here the second pitch to him is rung in for strike two. Mitchell is now 0-2 on the count. He is singled twice in this game. A single could score two. He is 2-for-2. He walked on a second plate appearance. Next pitch out to the right at the zone for ball one. Mitchell only reached once in game one. He's reached three times in this regional championship game. A lot of players playing with improvement in this championship game, of course. That's when it heavy set matters. 2-2 count now for Reed Mitchell. Here's the pitch, and it's low and outside for all three. 0-2 count now quickly jumps up to full. 3-2 for Reed Mitchell. Rangstorff collects at the waist, now fires, and it's high, and that will walk Reed Mitchell. Mitchell has reached all four times with two walks and two hits in this regional championship game.
Now batting the shortstop, number 7, Mitchell Kramer.
Now it's Mitchell Kramer up to bat. With runners loaded on the bases. First pitch to him, out and away for ball one. Mitchell Kramer, he's reached twice and scored once. He had the first triple of the entire day today between three games I've covered. And second pitch rides inside for strike one. It was a RBI triple. It scored Reed Mitchell. Mitchell Kramer also came through and scored. Next pitch. Striking ball in for strike two. It's now 1-2 count on Mitchell Kramer, and Rangstorm Storf just trying to get out of this one. This is sharply hit out into right field. The play is made by Moser, and that will end the bottom of the fourth, but the Sabetha Blue Jays were able to get on the board with two runs to extend their lead. It's the Sabetha Blue Jays up 10-2 over the Marysville Bulldogs. We head up into the top of the fifth here on KNZA.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of the fifth inning we go on KNZA 103.9. You are locked into beautiful sunset setting out in the west. The shade is casted out to the infield, but the sun still peaks over the outfield. The field lights are on. It's a nice blue and orange haze to cross the sky. But that's about the Blue Jays, who have taken this beautiful weather, and now here up to a wonderful lead of 10-2 over here. The Marysville Bulldogs looking to head to the state tournament for another year here in a row. Made it last year, beating Bishop Ward in the Jeff West 3A Regional Championship. Took down Bishop Ward 4-1. First pitch, rocketed out to center. A low-line drive by Ty Hager. And that is the first hit of the game for Marysville since the first inning. They came out with their first four batters all hitting singles. But since then, the fire has been put out. See if it can rekindle here in this lunch at the top of the fifth for the Bulldogs. Next pitch again. Slipionic is out for ball one. Slipionic struck out in the second inning. This is his second plate appearance in the game. 1-0 count. And third is the first. Hager is safe. Isaac Carter trying to get the complete game here and win for the Sabetha Blue Jays. He did so against the Tigers, ACCHS, 14-1 the quarterfinals last Friday. Next pitch, way up in the zone for ball two. And Marysville is definitely in the danger zone here. They need to score some runs in the top of the fifth, as Sabetha could just score two in the bottom of this inning. It would be the 10-after-5 run rule. Next pitch is swung on and missed by Slepionic. It's a 2-1 count. Slepionic struck out twice in the semifinal matchup against Riverside. He was 0-for-4 in that game. He was 0-for-4 total today. And here he takes another hard swing and a miss. And the defense and the designated hitter has not done very well today here at the regional tournament. He's on a 2-2 count and the chance to strike out for the fourth time today. This time he records his first hit. It goes all the way to the left corner, picked up right in front of Fitzgerald. It'll be a stand-up double for Slepionic. So that's maybe what you call a reverse announcer's jinx.
Now batting the first baseman, number 9, Jacob.
Talk about how Slepionic has just struggled so much today, and there he barrels one down the left line. And now Marysville has two runners in scoring position with no outs. A runner on second and third. Here, a potential warning on Harder from the mound. Jacob Meyer taking his first play appearance since the second inning. He grounded out to the second base bag. First pitch to him is outside for ball one. And the mistake here made by the Sabetha defense, they threw it back to Carter. Yet it went past him from the mound, and the mistake allowed Ty Hager to come through and score. Definitely a mistake made by the catcher in Mitchell. And next pitch here is taken all the way up in the air. It's playable from the third base bag, and it is caught by Mayer. Meyer. So Meyer puts down Meyer.
Now batting the center fielder, number 23.
And Jordan Miller, the ninth batter in the order here for Marysville, comes up with a runner on second with one out. First pitch hits right back into the right fencing for strike one. Their last time up in this game, he led off the top of the third with a ground out to the third base bag. Next pitch is out on the way to the left corner. Ball one. 1-1 count against the ninth batter in the order, Jordan Miller. Here's the next pitch by Harder, and it's low into the dirt for ball two. 2-1 count against Jordan Miller. Runner on second, one down. Betha leading just 10-3 now in the top of the fifth. Next pitch is high for ball three. 3-1 count now for Jordan Miller. After this at-bat, we'll head back up to the top of the order for Marysville, Cole Rengstorf, and JT Becker in the hole. Next pitch. Rocketed straight up. You'll definitely hear a thud here on the press box, and that lands, and there it is. And a full count now on Jordan Miller. Isaac Carter, looking for the second out of the inning. And that is a walk on Jordan Miller. And now Miller is at first base. Lepionik is on third. And now there is a mound meeting with the Sabetha Blue Jays coach and the infield. One down in the top of the fifth. Marysville Bulldogs have been able to put up one run as Ty Hager, who came in and scored after his leadoff single. He was punched in by He was put to third base by Dakota Slepionik. And was able to come through and score off of a mistake by Mitchell when he was trying to throw it back to Isaac Harder on the mound. He actually threw it over Harder, and Ty Hager was able to run in and score. 10-3 is the score. Next pitch, Sabetha leads here over Marysville, and a steal attempt at second, and that is on time. And Jordan Miller had just such a late takeoff, and what a great throw by Reed Mitchell to get all the way over there to Mitchell Kramer, who covered the plate. Next pitch, and this one is rocked to the shortstop, and it is thrown to the first base bag, and just like that, Marysville, or Sabetha, I should say, is able to get out of the top of the fifth here, only giving up one run and leaving one stranded. Two hits in the inning there for the Marysville Bulldogs, and no errors committed by the Sabetha defense. It is 10-3 to Sabetha Blue Jays lead. If they can put up three runs in the bottom of the fifth, this game will end here on KNZA. We'll be back right after this.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network here on KNVA. First pitch in for a strike one on Jaden Meyer. Meyer's his fourth plate appearance of the day. He's reached only once here in this game so far. It was off of an error. He was out on a 6-3 play, so it kind of neglected the error that he reached on. He is 0-for-2 at the at-bat with a pop-out to center field and a strikeout in the third inning. Here he leads off the top of the fifth. It's 1-1. Pitch here to him up high, and that goes for ball two. It's now 1-2 on the count for Jaden Meyer. It is a 10-3 game. So the Blue Jays lead here over the Marysville Bulldogs. Next one ripped straight back into the fence. It's now 2-2. Bethany needs three runs here in the bottom of the fifth if they wanted to end it with the 10-after-5 run rule. Here it is Rangsdorf, who has taken over from the mound. Here's the pitch on the 2-2, and swung on and missed. It dropped. The play has to be made to the first base bag, and it is. So that is a strikeout recorded against Jaden Meyer, one down. And Ike Tramp comes up. Tramp steps up to bat, the sophomore first baseman, Colin Montgomery now on deck, and Curtis Fitzgerald in the hole. Ike Tramp has reached base twice in this regional championship game, both via the walk. First pitch to him is outside for ball one. Might just try to take another one. He's had three total walks today, combining this in the semifinal game. Drops this one straight under for foul ball. 1-1 count for Ike Tramp. Rangsdorf setting, now firing and dealing, and that one winds out for ball two. It's now 2-1 count. Again, Rangsdorf pitching. Schradel here still catching. Meyer at first. Becker at second. Hager at shortstop. Schell out on left, but Cromie, the starting left baseman in the semifinal game, has came back out into left field for this regional championship game. Next pitch outside for ball three. 3-1 count on Ike Tramp. Now the next pitch here is swung on and missed. Tramp on the full count, 3-2. In center field now, instead of Rangsdorf, it's Jordan Miller. So Miller went out from left, now to center, and Moser still sits out on right. Full count pitch here. This one, it is sharply hit down the center line. And Tramp is now on first base. Colin Montgomery now up to bat. Montgomery has reached twice, once being an error, and his last time up in the fourth inning with a walk. He has only scored once. He is 0-for-1 at the at-bat. One down, runner on first. Collecting and pitching. And that first pitch rides in for strike one against Montgomery. Fitzgerald on deck, and Cole Meadows in the hole. Montgomery, you're back at throw to first. Tramp is safe on the slide in. Montgomery on the 0-1. A glance back at first. Firing Storff, and here's the pitch low and away for ball one. It's 1-1 now on Montgomery. Back to swing outside the box, and now step back inside into the left corner. Kind of evened up with the middle of the white chalked box for the left-handed batter. And next pitch goes outside again. Montgomery now in the 2-1. Carries himself back inside, even in the stance. Right foot slightly more in front, and here he hits it hard out to right field. It drops on a rope, and it will go down as another base hit for a single for the Sabetha Blue Jays. And now the winning run will be the batter who comes up to the plate. It is now Curtis Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald, the sophomore left fielder, representing as of right now the winning run of the regional championship forced Sabetha to send this team to state. First pitch, high, but swung on a miss for Fitzgerald. Four, strike one. It's no one count on Fitzgerald. Here's the next pitch. It's just out for ball one. 1-1 count on Curtis Fitzgerald, with Cole Meadows coming up in the order and Isaac Harder, the ninth batter, doing the hold. Next pitch, high again for ball two. 2-1 count on Curtis Fitzgerald. This is a such a tough situation for a young freshman like Renstorff to be brought into here after being taken in the last inning. And here another outside pitch. It's got 3-1 count now on Fitzgerald. Put it right back to it in the outside right corner, and Fitzgerald fouls it straight back for the second strike. It's a full count, 3-2. For Curtis Fitzgerald, the sophomore left fielder, with a runner on first and second, and one out. And this is fouled again, going beyond the right netting, just to the right shoulder of Fitzgerald. It's a full count still. Fitzgerald has reached all three times. He has scored all three times. Next one, fouled again, straight on back. Dead center of the fencing this time. And again, the full count for Curtis Fitzgerald. He's reached all three times. Once off an error, once off a walk, and the other off a fielder's choice. And here he will reach again and off of a walk. Now tramps at third. Montgomery's at second, and Curtis Fitzgerald at first. And after getting the first out of the inning with a K on Jayden Meyer, three straight batters have been able to reach, two singles and a walk. And now you're thinking here, if you're head coach Grady Kapp, what's the situation you do? Do you take your pitcher you just put in out? And that might just be the case. Yes, it is. All right, we're going to take a quick minute break here for some defensive lineup changes on Marysville side. It is 10-3. Sabetha leads here in the bottom of the fifth inning. A chance to win would be the 10-5 run rule. We'll be back here in just a bit here on KNZA.
This is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. There are two main reasons why the chiropractic adjustment is so important. The first is to restore mobility to the spine, which is important because mobility is the key to longevity. The better the spine moves, the longer it will last. The second is to keep the nervous system healthy. Every organ, tissue, and cell in the body is regulated by the nervous system, so a healthier nervous system means a healthier body. The chiropractic adjustment is natural, safe, and effective. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to experience it today.
Spring and summer mean grilling season, and if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days. All customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked in here to 103.9 KNZA. Junior right fielder Cole Menold here up to bat next, with the bases absolutely juiced with one out in the bottom of the fifth. The winning run sits on first base here for the Sabetha Blue Jays as they are up 10-3. It's a 10-5 run rule. Even here in the 3A regional championship game, this is to send Sabetha back to the state tournament. They went last year. They won their regional title game 4-1 over Bishop Ward. This time in the maybe a little more of a stylized manner. They've had such a great run. They beat ACCHS 14-1 in the quarterfinals. The semifinals beat Nemaha Central in a tough-knit 7-4 victory. But here they are trying to run away with it in the regional championship. Next pitch, low and away for ball one on Cole Menold. So coming in the pitch now is Ty Moser. He was out in right field, so now he steps in on the mound. Rangstorff heads back out to the outfield. Next pitch, low and outside. Low and in for strike one. 1-1 now is the count. And here's the 1-1. And it curves right on in for strike number two on Cole Menold. And Ty Moser aiming to get out number two of this inning. Well needed for this Marysville Bulldogs team. Next pitch is way out to the left. Knee level for ball two. 2-2 count for Cole Menold. Eighth in the batting order. Stretching the arms out in front. Now Moser delivers. It's high and away for ball three. It's a full count, 3-2 now, with Cole Menold. Leveling the bat up and down, teetering back and forth, holds off for the next pitch, and will be walked to first, and a run will come through and score for Sabetha. That is Ike Tramp. Montgomery is on second. The winning run in Fitzgerald's. Montgomery's on third. The winning run Fitzgerald is on second. And Menold here now on first. Now in the bottom of the order, Isaac Carter, a sharp hit single, could win it. The lefty first pitch is way inside of the knees for ball one. Isaac Carter has had a productive at-bat in every single at-bat he's taken today. He's had two singles, and his one he grounded out on was a sack grounder. Next pitch, swung on a miss, 1-1. Runners with a sizable lead off every plate. Next pitch is swung on and fouled right back. And just like the last count for Ty Moser, he has a batter on a 1-2. And right after he had Menold on the 1-2, it was just three straight pitches that could not find the box. Now here's the pitch. It rides inside and is fouled straight to the right for keeping it to the second strike. 1-2 count staying here for Isaac Carter. Harder. But the base is loaded and a chance to send Sabetha to state. A pitch outside for ball two. 2-2 count. It's all evened up. Trying to put the bow on it is Ty Moser with the strikeout. 2-2, here's the pitch. Inside, swung on and missed. That was way inside of Harder, but he took the swing. He went golfing for it, and that racks up the K. The winning run is still on second base for Sabetha. Kyle Winger, the leadoff man for the Blue Jays. Can the leadoff man do it? First pitch, outside and away. Getting blocked nicely by Schradl as he had to slide to his right. Definitely don't want any wild pitches to come through if you're Marysville. It's 1-0. Next pitch. And that nearly hit Winger. I'm surprised it didn't. It just must have missed him by an inch. The way he reacted definitely seemed like he was hit. It's 2-0 now. Next pitch, delivered, and that is way outside, and that was a nice slide to the right, dropping the right knee by Schradl to keep it from going all the way to the backstop. But it's a 3-0 count now on Winger, and if you're Winger, you are 100% putting the red light on yourself. Next one, out into the corner. They rack up strike one. That was a good frame by Schradl. You could really compliment a player here from Marysville who's done a lot is the freshman catcher. Think about that. That's more impressive. And this next pitch, he also has to block and it nose dives into the dirt for ball four. So Winger walks to first. Montgomery comes through and scores. And the winning run to send the Sabetha Blue Jays to the state tournament is on third base. Reed Mitchell now up to bat, and communicating here is Schradl and his pitcher, Ty Moser. This is the fourth pitcher to come into the game for the Marysville Bulldogs, and Marysville, man, they dominated Riverside by a score of 12-3, but in this game, it's been the Blue Jays who have been doing the dominating. So that's up 12-3. They just need the one run to come in through from third to end it early. Reed Mitchell. He has been one of the productive at-bats in this game. He has reached all four times. He has had two walks and two hits. Next pitch, he fouls it out to the left of the netting for strike one. Mitchell. It's all on him now for the Blue Jays. Next pitch, out of the zone for ball one. Definitely the most anticlimactic way would be to walk in the game-winning run. It is a 1-1 count now on Mitchell, and here's the next pitch. It's low, framed high, but it is the second ball. And now the Sabetha crowd is going to get a little more involved here. It's 2-1 for Mitchell. Rides the leg, and that one gets behind, and the runner almost taking off. And they're going to see maybe Mitchell get a hit by it on his right heel. Guess not. But that ball nearly took a bad hop off of the dirt. As, again, Mitchell's a left-handed batter, so Schradl had to get behind him to make that block. The game almost ended on a wild pitch play. 3-1 count, and it is framed inside for strike two. Incredible. Many not agreeing on the call, but it is a full count on Reed Mitchell. He just has to get on base to win this game and send the Sabetha Blue Jays to the state tournament. Here's the pitch. He slices it to the first base tag, and the tag is on first. And we continue to play here at the 3A Regional Baseball Championship. 12-3, we head into the top of the sixth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Sabetha leads.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Sabetha Blue Jays have the chance to end the game with the 10-5 run rule with Curtis Fitzgerald on third base, and the base is loaded. It was a full count on Reed Mitchell. He could have walked to score or put down a hit. Fortunately for the Blue Jays, he put a line grounder out to the first baseman in Meyer. Meyer was able to make the play, and here we continue in the top of the sixth for the Marysville Bulldogs. Keep themselves alive, but they got runs to put on the board. First pitch to J.T. Becker warps in for strike one. Becker, Schell on deck, Moser in the hold. Next pitch here gets sliced foul out to the left for second strike. And Isaac Carter has still been going the distance here for the Blue Jays. Next pitch, that one hits the dirt and skips away from Mitchell for ball one. 1-2 count here for J.T. Becker, the freshman second baseman. Next pitch, low, but picked up in the zone. Great frame by Mitchell. And that is the third strike for the strikeout on J.T. Becker.
Now batting the third baseman, number 34, Alex.
And now the third baseman, third in the batting order, second to come up here in this inning, Alex Schell, the junior third baseman. Here's the first pitch to him, and it is chopped left for strike one. And Schell, this is his third plate appearance of the game. He is 1-for-2. He was thrown at third in the first inning, though. He struck out in the fourth. Next pitch. Winding just below the knees of the right corner for ball one. 1-1 next pitch, and that is all the way in the dirt. That is for ball two. Alex Schell here on the 2-1 count. Here's the pitch, and into the left corner. Framed by Mitchell, a little more inside, but doesn't get the call. It's a 3-1 count now on Alex Shale. Here's the next pitch. It is low for ball four, and Shale will take off and take first base. Shale has now reached twice, once a hit, and this time a walk. His first walk taken today. Between both games, he has taken a plate appearance in. Now Ty Moser comes up for the Marysville Bulldogs. First pitch to him in the corner and in for strike one. Ty Moser. There's one for two. Next pitch and just out for ball two, ball one. 1-1 count on Ty Moser, the junior right fielder. Ready Schradl on deck, and in the hole is Ty Hager. The 1-1 count, here's the pitch, and this is rocketed out to right field. It looks like it might drop into a gap, and yes, it does. It goes all the way to the fence. Backtracking, getting it down is Meddled, and the runner is taking all the way off to home plate. The throw was late, and the run comes through and scores. That is Alex Shale, who was able to come through. It's Ty Moser, who was able to get credit with the RBI double. Now the Marysville Bulldogs only down by 8, 12-4 in the top of the sixth inning. Again, they need to get a rally going here if they want to keep themselves in this game against the Sabetha Blue Jays. They were just one run away from having this game ended in the fifth. They have some work to do in the top of the sixth. One down, runner on second, now up to bat. Schradl, first pitch to him, is out. Ball one. 1-0 count, and Harder collects and fires, same spot, and same results. It's a ball. Two balls, no strikes on Grady Schradl. Setting from the mound, they look back at second, now delivery, it's chopped. The chance for double play is not there, and that goes down as an error from the third baseman from the Sabetha Blue Jays. It goes against Alex Shale. Allows Moser get to third and a runner to get on first. There's a potential double play maybe in the air. Here, one down, runner on first and third. Runner on first definitely can be thrown out in Schradl. And outside Hager up the bat. And first pitch here, skies it behind the right netting for strike one. And this is Hager's third plate appearance of the game. He is one for two. He is singled in the fifth inning, and then he pops out to the third baseman in the second. Looking for the second out of the inning. And the Blue Jays, second pitch. Again, Hager comes on through his strike two. And now Ty Hager has to protect the sophomore shortstop with Dakota Slepionik on deck. And that is a swing and a miss for strike three on Ty Hager. And Hager goes down. Marysville Bulldogs have had these times and innings where they go on short spurts at the very beginning, but just haven't been able to have clean finishes or executions. After, as already here, they are down two in the top of the six. It is 12-4, so about to still lead by eight. Next pitch here, lines in for strike one against Slepionik. And last time up, Slepionik, I said how today he was 0-5 at the at-bat combined through both games, and he finally got his first hit, lined a double down the left line. See what he can do here. Next pitch is to him. It's to the dirt, but picked up by Mitchell. And now it's 1-1. 1-1 the count against the designated hitter in Slepionik. And Harder trying to complete this hitting, and it is a swing miss, but it gets past Mitchell, and the runner on third is able to come on through. Ty Moser scores, and Schradl is able to get to second base. So two runs come through in this inning for the Marysville Bulldogs. They are now again back down just by seven. Two down, so 1-2 count on Slepionik. And here's the next pitch, and that is nearly almost another wild pitch, but what a great reaction by Mitchell. He dropped his right leg, dove for it, collected it on the lean. Here it's a 2-2 still on Slepionik. Or now a 2-2 on Slepionik. Glance back at second, a double glance. Here's the pitch by Harder and launch straight back for foul. That hit the press box. 2-2 on the count. And field lights definitely proving a little more helpful now than they did 30 minutes ago. Sun's starting to really go down. Next pitch, winding in. This one is launched out and left, and under it to make the play is Curtis Fitzgerald. That will end the top of the sixth here. And for the Marysville Bulldogs, they were able to put up two runs of one hit, one error, and just one left stranded on base. It is 12-5, the score. The Sabetha Blue Jays lead with the Marysville Bulldogs. Three runs to be put up in the bottom of the sixth here if the Sabetha Blue Jays want to end it early here on KNZA.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network, where it looks like coming in to pitch now here is Alex Shale, and going to third base for him will be Ty Moser. So Moser, who is just pitching for the Marysville Bulldogs. He started today out in right field. He's went all over. He's played out in right and on the mound. Now he's out in third base, but it's Shale now who will try to get it done here for the Marysville Bulldogs as they're down by 7, 12-5, coming into the bottom of the sixth. First pitch by Shale is way out to the left here, as it is Mitchell Kramer with the at-bat. Next pitch, way up in the zone, to ball 2. And again, Sabetha, they could have ended it in the bottom of the fifth. They had a runner in scoring position on third base. That was the game-winning run. They needed three runs in the bottom of the fifth to win by the 10-5 run rule. Well, it's the same situation going into the sixth. It is a 10-5 run rule also be enforced. And now three straight balls have just wildly, sporadically went outside the zone. Shale still trying to find the strike zone, and that's a four-pitch walk on Mitchell Kramer. And it's about the Blue Jays. As I mentioned, they have dug so deeply here into the Marysville bullpen in this game, and they have dominated so well. Jaden Meyer now to bat. He struck out twice. He is 0-for-3 at the at-bat today. First pitch to him. He is way outside, and here an attempt to steal, running back to first now, and it's safe. It's Mitchell Kramer, and Kramer nearly caught himself in a banana split between first and second, and he almost could have gotten out. Jaden Meyer on the 1-0. This is the fifth pitcher, by the way, with Alex Shale to take the mound for the Marysville Bulldogs. Here's the next pitch. It's way upside, and it's out for ball 2. Six straight pitches out of the zone for Alex Shale. He's still looking to get into the zone. And Shale takes a look back at first. Here he delivers, and that is his first one located in it. He goes to the left corner of the fastball, and that's the first strike rung up on Jaden Meyer. Now, 2-1. Next pitch, way inside for ball 3. 3-1 count on Jaden Meyer with Ike Tramp on deck. Colin Montgomery in the hole. Next pitch is in for strike two, and that is a crowd disapproval. The full count now on Meyer. Here's the pitch, and that one is way out of the zone. And there's a crowd approval. Runners on first and second. The winning run now coming to the plate. Ike Tramp. He has appeared now 5 times at the plate. And Marysville, they only have some batters who've even appeared 3 times, impressively enough. So that just tells you about the team. But Ike Tramp, he has reached 3 times, and all times he's reached, he has scored. Even in the last inning in the 5th, he came through and scored. And Jill is currently having a conversation, and are they going to switch pitchers again? I think they are. This is the 6th pitcher to come out for the Marysville Bulldogs. This is definitely a going thin game into the bullpen. And now the 6th pitcher to come through is Ty Hager of Marysville. So Hager, who played shortstop, that's another defensive change that's going to have to get tracked now. And this one has just been such a rough game for the Marysville Bulldogs. And again, the winning run is at the plate for the runner on first and second. No outs. We're here in the bottom of the 6th inning. We're going to take a quick 60-second break. We'll be back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Union State Bank. We know that understanding the unique needs of area farmers and ag-related industries is the most important part of building a loan. We continue to offer our agricultural customers a long tradition of ag loan experience. Whether you are acquiring land to expand your operation, to building structures, or are interested in an operating line of credit, call on our team. We stand ready to supply the answers you need. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Your home could be your largest investment. Auto liability claims could also be costly. Large ticket items deserve special attention, and that's what you get at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They take the time to learn about your home, auto, and other toys, explain coverages available to you, and quote multiple carriers to get you the best value. Plus, you might qualify for technology credits. Call them today, 785-284-7611. That's Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. First pitch rocketed out to left shallow by Ike Tramp, and now the bases are loaded after the single. And again, this is the 6th pitcher to come on through for the Marysville Bulldogs. It is Ty Hager, who started today at shortstop position. They've nearly grabbed everyone from the field and the outfield, including the dugout, to come out and pitch. They've nearly had a whole 9 guys through a batting order who've nearly pitched here in a game for Marysville. And now the base is loaded. Next pitch into the corner for strike one. And Colin Montgomery. Montgomery here up the at-bat. Curtis Fitzgerald on deck. Fitzgerald was the winning run the last inning, but could not score. He was on third base. Next pitch here delivered by Hager. Swung on and missed by Montgomery. And Montgomery is quickly down on an 0-2 count. Here, setting. And dealing now is Hager, and a chop. It goes to the second base, and the play is to first. One run will come through and score, and the winning run moves to second base with Ike Tramp. Mitchell Kramer comes through and scores from third. Jaden Meyer is now on third, and first base is now unoccupied as Montgomery just went down on the ground out. The sacrifice grounder. Next pitch, low and out for ball one on Curtis Fitzgerald. And Curtis Fitzgerald has reached all four times and scored three of those times. The one time he didn't is one that would have represented the game-winning run the last inning. Here he hits it straight to the third baseman. The throw is to the first baseman, and it is on time for the out. Really called, but that is back-to-back sacrifice grounders from the Blue Jays. And now the winning run is back on third for back-to-back innings here for the Sabetha Blue Jays. Can they do it here? It's Cole Mental who steps up to the plate. He has reached four times today. A hit would score. Ike Trapp on third, and would send the Sabetha Blue Jays through the state tournament. First pitch down the plate for strike one. Cole Menold, the eighth batter in the order. He's recorded one hit today. That was in the fourth inning. 0-1 count. Next one. This one died in front of the right fielder. He can't get it. The Sabetha Blue Jays are headed to the 3A state tournament. And the pitcher has just been tackled. Another Blue Jay comes in. Another bird comes in. And there's a pile out in the middle as the Blue Jays are ecstatic to head to the state tournament. You can hear the crowd rustle. Who is at the bottom of that pile who got absolutely manhandled by their team? Oh, my, that was incredible. I'm sure it was the hitter there and Menold. Wow, what an incredible moment. But there, right there, this is about the Blue Jays. End it with the single from Cole Menold to end the game. It scored Ike Trapp, so we'll be back here for our final post game of the night. The Sabetha Blue Jays, for another consecutive year, go to the state tournament. Last year, they won 4-1 over Bishop Ward ahead there. This season, they were able to take down the Marysville Bulldogs with a score of 15-5, ending it in the bottom of the sixth. They walk off RBI single from Cole Menold here on KNZA. All right, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes here for our post game show. Sabetha, bound for state.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
When second's making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Let's get a good hustle,
two
good
things,
hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Prioritize your health. Summer is the perfect time to catch up on your health care needs. Whether it's scheduling that long overdue checkup, trying out a new fitness routine, or simply making healthy lifestyle choices, there is no better time than now. Take advantage of the longer days and warmer weather to focus on your well-being. Call Sabetha Family Practice at 785-284-2141 to schedule a time with your healthcare provider and make the most of your summer for a healthier you. Your health is important, so make it a priority this summer.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
Chime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Chime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit ChimeTS.com to learn more. Chime Trucking of Sabetha, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Congratulations to Blue Jay fans, as it's about the Blue Jays are destined to head back to the state tournament. Again, they won the regional last year 4-1 over Bishop Ward. Here they win the regional championship by a final score of 15-5 over the Marysville Bulldogs. Taking a look here at the Sabetha Blue Jays journey getting to this point. Again, the Blue Jays, they ended out the regular season for themselves going 13-12, 13-7 in the league. They won their quarterfinals matchup against ACCHS 14-1 to improve to 14-12 on the year. They then won their semifinals matchup to improve to 15-12 on the season. They beat Nemaha Central to Thunder by a final score of 7-4 as their toughest opponent they faced. No surprise there, a rivalry matchup, which, by the way, earlier on in the year, Sabetha had lost to Nemaha Central in both games pretty brutally by the score, and were able to bounce back and take down the Thunder. And not only did they take down the Thunder, they brought the Lightning in the regional championship match against the Marysville Bulldogs. They won by the end of the sixth inning, a final score of 15-5 to run rule. The 10 after 5 run rule. Sabetha Blue Jays bound to go back to the state tournament, headed off to the 3A state tournament being played at the K-State ballpark down in Manhattan, Kansas. So that is where the Sabetha Blue Jays will head off to. Sabetha finishes with a stat line of 15 runs off 9 hits, 2 errors, and over 10 left on base. The Marysville Bulldogs has produced only 5 runs on the game, 7 hits, 4 errors, and leaving 2 total on base. What an incredible day for Isaac Carter for the Sabetha Blue Jays, as he was able to go the entire distance and pitch every inning for the Blue Jays, as well as only give up the 7 hits on the game to the Marysville Bulldogs, and of course hold them to the 5 recorded runs in that time. He was also able to put up 5 strikeouts. That puts him over 35 strikeouts on the season. And again, the Sabetha Blue Jays, in a beautiful way, are able to get the regional championship under their belt, the regional championship which they were able to host at their home field. So, you know, when you're able to host a regional championship at your own field, I feel like you can bring a lot more of a community with you, people who might not be able to travel out so far, especially when games can kind of get pretty lengthy at this time of night. And I'll tell you what, big community, big crowd showed up for these Blue Jays here today, and the Sabetha Blue Jays, they showed out. So again, Sabetha destined here to now go to the 3A state tournament in Manhattan, Kansas. And for Marysville Bulldogs, they finish here as the regional runner-up down here in the 3A regional. So again, for Sabetha, the final score here of our game, they win 15-5. The run rule after the 16, the 10 after 5. The final run of the game was scored by Ike Tremp. It was Cole Mendel who dropped in the RBI single to get the game-winning run. Ike Tremp scored a total of 4 times through the second game, and in the first game, Ike Tremp scored 3 total times. Ike Tremp had 7 total runs today for the Sabetha Blue Jays, including the winning run in the very end. This has been Crin and Profit with the MSC Sports Radio Network. Thank you for everyone who has joined us today for this coverage. Of course, next week we'll have continuing coverage of baseball and softball state coverage, including track state coverage that will start on Friday and Saturday. So again, from Crinden, from Kurt Kilman, back in studio here on KNC 103.9. Thank you everyone for tuning in tonight on this beautiful evening and night.